unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today, Live and Local is a gloat-free zone because I know that he's hurting and he's not feeling really good about things today. And gentleman Jim Dallas, huge Bengal fan. I'm a big Chiefs fan, and of course the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. 23-20, the final on a Butker field goal and a stupid mistake in the closing seconds of the game. Unbelievable how that game turned out. And Jim, your thoughts on what went down? It was a great game. I mean, no matter who won, who lost, that was a great football game.
It was a great football game. And how many times have you seen the end of the game end with stupid penalties? And J.D. nailed it. And certainly when you're undisciplined, you're going to get the flag. I mean, especially when you tackle a quarterback. And you know the league protects quarterbacks, and the MVP of the league, a lot of people think it's either going to be him or Hurts, the two quarterbacks who are in the Super Bowl. So it was a good season for those two teams. It's unfortunate as a Bengal fan here because we were so close last year. I think we had the best team last year. And we had a chance to get back and make good this year and fell a little short because of one player at the most critical moment making a bonehead mistake, and that happens.
And just for the record, was it a 15-yard personal foul?
It was, yeah, and that it would have been a 60-yard field goal attempt, and there is probably, I don't know, maybe a 15-18% chance that that they're going to kick a 60-yarder, but a 45-yarder, I mean, they could do that in their sleep, and that's exactly what Butker did, and sent your team to the Super Bowl for the third time in the past 4 seasons, so. Yeah, you're no stranger to being there in the big game. Do we have to say the big game now?
I think once you get towards the game, it becomes Super Bowl 57. I mean, yeah. It just does. Let me just ask you, I felt so bad for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was painful watching the last half of that game and not being able to do anything but run the football.
Yeah, it's for those people who missed it, their quarterback, who was their third quarterback of the season, Brock Purdy, he hurt his elbow and was just incapable of throwing the ball further than 7 or 8 yards. And that's just not going to cut it in an NFL game. So it was unfortunate for them. And then their backup, which they signed just a few weeks ago, he came in, got a concussion, and then they had to put Brock Purdy back into the game just to hand off because he couldn't throw the ball. So very unfortunate for the Niners. And I don't know. Who knows what Brock Purdy's future might be after that? Could the Niners actually bring Jimmy Garoppolo back?
Wow.
That's the speculation that a lot of people have right now.
We're going to talk about who won and who lost. I'm talking about financially, by what happened yesterday. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Stay where you are. Coming up, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Blinken says he's hoping that Israel and the Palestinians ease tensions amid a spike in violence that has put the region on edge.
We're urging all sides now to take urgent steps to restore calm, to de-escalate. We want to make sure that there's an environment in which we can, I hope, at some point create the conditions where we can start to restore a sense of security for Israelis and Palestinians alike, which, of course, is sorely lacking.
The latest spate of violence erupted last week with an Israeli military raid on a militant stronghold in the West Bank city of Jenin. It killed 10 people, most of them militants. This happened after a Palestinian shooting attack in an East Jerusalem Jewish settlement that killed 7 Israelis. Also at townhall.com, a suicide bomber has killed at least 59 people and wounded over 150 at a Pakistan mosque in Peshawar. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the update.
The bomber had struck at the mosque inside a police compound, causing the roof to collapse. Most of the casualties were police officers. Now, Sabakaf Momand, a commander for the Pakistani Taliban, has claimed responsibility for the attack on Twitter. The main spokesman for the militant group was not immediately available for comment. The militant group, also known as Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or the TTP, is separate from, but a close ally of the Afghan Taliban, fighting for the stricter enforcement of Islamic laws. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ahead of this week's meeting of the Federal Reserve and more important earnings reports, the Wall Street Dow finished down 260 points today, the NASDAQ off 227. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month.
SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are headed to their third Super Bowl in 4 years, but the sports books are favoring Philadelphia in Super Bowl 57. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites after whipping San Francisco 31-7 in the NFC title game. Sports bettors lost big on the Bengals, yours truly included, in the AFC title game. We're 1.5-point underdogs against Kansas City. The Chiefs connected on a 45-yard field goal with 3 seconds left on the clock to win 23-20 and head to Glendale, Arizona, for the big game, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. And if you're planning on making last-minute plans to attend Super Bowl 57, you may need to break open your piggy bank because secondary ticket broker TickPick listed its cheapest available ticket at $5,710 for the big game February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. TickPick had more than 2,500 tickets available as of last night, with its most expensive ticket costing more than, are you ready? $37,000 for a football ticket.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, heavy congestion on the Southern Beltway. It is slick down there on the 215 eastbound at the airport connector, 215 westbound at Decatur. Also look out for a couple of crashes, Desert Inn at Las Vegas Boulevard and eastbound Tropicana at Pearl.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. He's just back. Believe it or not, from the People's Republic of California, he survived, we think. He is Pat Casale, the owner of the Multicare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. He joins us now. Pat, how are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'll tell you what, the drive back was not fun. Tropicana, what a pain in the neck that was.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It took us about six and a half, seven hours to get home.
How did you have to get back? How'd you have to deviate?
No, we didn't. What happened was we got off on Russell Road, we got on the 215 and up to Decatur to come across. What a pain in the neck.
Wow.
What a pain in the neck.
Tell me what you thought of the proceedings. A lot of folks thought it was going to be closer. Ron McDaniel got 111 of 167 votes. And the margin of victory was a lot greater than a lot of people thought. Did it surprise you?
Disappointed? How about that one? I like Ron McDaniel. I like Harmeet Dillon. I like Mike Lindell. In all honesty, Lindell was probably the right candidate for the job based upon dollars and cents. Harmeet Dillon was a success. I think her biggest issue might have been the people on her team. A couple of those people left some question marks. But I still thought she got screwed. I thought she'd win. I can't believe that Lindell only got four votes. I think you saw the notes I sent. I personally talked to him and listened to him in a conversation, and I got to tell you something. I came back from this meeting not thinking good about politics as a general rule, that the DNC and the RNC, they're a top-heavy organization like United Way. You know, when you're talking about paying somebody $32,000 a month to run the to be a chairperson, and her staff are making anywhere from $28,000 down to like $16,000 a month. You start wondering why, where's our money going? And Lindell made a great point by saying, "Hey, you know what? You know, when I donate $100,000, I should know that I'm paying 20% juice to the guy who's asking me for the money, and there's another 20% going to the guy who put this organization together. So when 40% of the money I'm donating is going into somebody's pocket, I'm a little upset about that."
I know a couple of times in some of the nominating speeches, they were talking about the donor group. What has happened to the donor group? I know here in Nevada, we had candidate after candidate after candidate say, I don't have enough money. I'm being outspent 3-1, 4-1, 5-1. Is there a problem with the donor class in the Republican Party?
You know what? Right now there is. And the small donors, which don't donate a lot of money, are in trouble because they're gonna not work with the party. They're not going to be donating as much money. The big donors are the power. And you know what? Basically, what this all comes down to, one thing, the consultants. The consultants were breakdancing. The consultants are the ones making all the money. And it's top-heavy. And it starts off with the RNC nationally, and it's the same when these candidates get elected. You could say the same about the Lombardo team right now. He's got a lot of donors. The consultants are running the show. And if you look at the people he's bringing in, Brian Krilicki, and you got Kiefer, I mean, you start to think to yourself, wait a minute, what's going on with this? What's wrong with this picture? And I'm sure you talked to Victor Jakes. He had a hell of a column yesterday regarding education. So there's a lot of things that are going on, and people get elected on one premise, and they do the opposite, and it's all because of the consultants.
Let me just ask you, and the column, we talked with Victor earlier in the program just after 12 noon, where he kind of laid out what his column was all about, and it's that the governor has paid lip service in the campaign to school choice, but that in his State of the State, there was only a brief mention, and it was opportunity scholarships, and it wasn't a lot of money in compared to $2 billion. What do you make of first of all, of Victor's column, and is he on the right? Is he right about this?
Victor's been passionate about that particular topic for years, since Sandoval was governor. So not only was Victor spot on, but once again, we have a Republican governor backpedaling on a promise. Sandoval made a promise, was going to do it, backpedaled in his last term. Okay, we know Sisolak wouldn't go a part of it because, let's be honest, all politics is run by the education system. The teachers are making – they're the ones that are screaming the loudest, and they're getting the most kickback from the governor, from the president – not our governor now, but I'm just in general. When you look at politics, the DNC loves to do this, and when you really look at Bill Maher, he's hammering education across the board. With all the money that we're throwing at education, it's a waste. But the reality is, Victor Jakes' passion is correct. Where is the promises that you're going to keep? And when you look at the people that he's surrounding himself now in the governor's office, I mean, Kiefer was involved with the largest tax hike in the state of Nevada history. So how's he chief of staff? And there was rumor that he was contemplating running for governor prior to everything and realizing he wouldn't have no support from the Republican Party. Maybe he should stand up and say, "Well, I'm really a Democrat." Did I call him a rhino? Jeez, I think I did.
I just love it. Pat Casale joining us, vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. I've asked more than a few people across the state, what is going to be different with Ron McDaniel back for a fourth term? Is anything going to change? I've been looking for new policies, whether it be on drop boxes or mail-in ballots or any of this stuff. Is anything going to change?
I believe things right now could change because I think Ron got an eye-opener. But again, if the consultants have anything to say about it, I wonder. And I'll tell you something else, Kevin. I really wonder if the consultants give a rat's behind whether we win or not. I mean, look at Slanker. Slanker lost every one of his primaries, yet he's getting paid. Big money. Big money. So that's really the problem. I think the world of politics has become the world of the consultants. And I run on this specific platform. I get elected, and the consultants advise me differently, and I follow their lead. It's almost like I'm the governor in name only.
But tell me this: Republicans. I mean, to be honest with you, Republicans, they've got consultants on their side, too. Why aren't their consultants doing badly?
So here's the thing. The consultants on both sides are getting paid hefty sums of money. For example, WinRed. Okay, here's the conversation I'm going to share. This gentleman from Mississippi spoke with Mike Lindell. I'm standing next to Lindell. I got the picture to prove it. And this guy, Lindell, says to him, you know, I think it's appalling that we pay. I have merchant accounts because of what I do in retail. I pay less than 2%. Why isn't, with the amount of money the RNC, is putting through with WinRed, why are we paying 4%? The gentleman says, we're not paying 4%. You're paying 2.9%. He goes, well, 2.9 is still too much. We should be paying less. And then the guy goes, and there's also the extra 1% we charge on top of that. So what's 1 and 2.9, Kevin?
I was not a math major. I'm sorry.
3.9. You add 2 to the 1, you got 3.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
3.9. Is 3.9 closer to 4 or to 2? And yet, Lindell called the guy. I heard this with my own ears, my hand to God. I'm standing right there looking at Lindell. I'm going, oh, my God. So when the guy left, and that's when Lindell told me point blank about the 20% going in and the back end 20%. So 40% of the money he's donating is getting haircuts to the obvious people getting paid. So the reality is that's part of the problem with the RNC. We're spending all this money. And then he brought up about data link, about $350 million or what, close to $400. He goes, oh, wasn't that much? It's only $300 million. Really? And what are we getting for the money? What kind of services are we receiving? It almost looks like the chairwoman has ties with all these different associations, and like she owes them to give them the business. And these consultants are raking in big bucks. And what do we get for it? Nothing. We should have a national league where it's legal ballot harvesting program every state. Now I got to give Ronna some credit. She did raise a lot of money. I give Ronna credit that she has opened up a lot of centers around the country for various Hispanics, Black, et cetera. That's great. But if they're not working strongly, then we got problems. There's a lot of people out there that want change, okay? We have to. The Hispanic vote is rising fast. The tide for Hispanics becoming Republicans is huge. We need to really get involved with that. And we got to look at winning 18 seats back, going from down 9 to plus 9 in the House sounds really good, but it should have been 40 or 50. There was no reason why it wasn't. The Senate we could have won. And she withheld money. Sam Peters was definitely a casualty of the RNC withdrawing money, not supporting him the way they should have.
Wow. I don't know that anything is going to change. I mean, I hope it does. I hope when it comes to ballot harvesting and you know, I mean, we're smart people as Republicans. We're not a bunch of morons. We ought to be able to figure this out. Was there any evidence that you saw that there is some breakthrough that Republicans are going to learn from their mistakes on ballot harvesting and drop boxes and voter ID and all these other things?
The voter ID, yes. I think you're going to start to see that come about. Now, for me to see Democrats looking at this like it's a way to go scares me because they're going to probably figure out a way to cheat on that as well. But Lombardo did talk about that when he addressed the state. I think the RNC is definitely pushing for proper voter registration, proper voter ID, and stop the mail-in ballots in parts of the country. That's a positive. I mean, I think Ronna does work hard, but she could work harder. She needs to acknowledge the small donors. And the small donors are the ones that are going to withhold their money. And that's a big problem that I'm worried about. And I'm telling you, I talked to Charlie Kirk and whatnot. There's a lot of people out there very upset that Ronna won. Now, Harmeet may have lost. And I thought it would be like 92 to 76 type of thing. I thought it would be much tighter. I didn't realize Lindell. I was disappointed Lindell got 4 votes when 3 states nominated him. He should have got at least 6, you would think. Be that as it may, Ronna wins. Ronna is going to be under a microscope. She did announce that she's not running again, but I believe she said that before. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of times people say, I'm not going to run again, and they decide, oh, I'm going to stay in there. When you're making $32,000 a month and you have the expense account that she has and they're buying her clothes and they're doing this and they're doing that, it's a hell of a job. I mean, I'd like to get a gig. In fact, I'll tell you what, you and I can split it. I'll be happy with the $16K a month plus all the benefits. I mean, and they pay for all your expenses. That'd be a hell of a deal. They buy us, they pay our rent if we have a place in Washington, D.C. I mean, these expenses are really out there. They're all over the reports. I mean, it's quite scary.
Wow. Wow. Any talk of presidential politics? We have one announced candidate, and that is Donald J. Trump. Anything you picked up during your time in Dana Point?
That Donald Trump didn't endorse. That Donald Trump's endorsed candidates all lost outside. He did not endorse anybody for the chairmanship. Now he because he supported Harmeet as well as he supports Rana, just because, and I'm sure he supports Lindell. So he kept his mouth shut on that. But the candidates down ticket that he supported all lost.
Any talk that there are going to be more people jumping into this race, though, this race for president?
Oh, I just saw an article. I just saw a Fox a few minutes ago. They're looking like the Dirty Dozen. Hogan in Maryland, maybe. God forbid he ain't going anywhere. I like Kristi Noem. I mean, of course, DeSantis is looking like he could be in there. I mean, this is going to get interesting. I at the end of the day, we'll see where Trump is at. I mean, I could tell you this. Trump is definitely right now talking. He's going to run for sure. I know when I was with the chairman, he talked to the chairman while we were in Southern California. It was interesting. I'm going to tell you what people don't see behind the scenes with Mr. McDonald. Mr. McDonald and Harmeet, see, our region is the Western region. So Harmeet's very, very close to Michael. Michael has a very good, strong relationship with Rana. And he knows Mike Lindell. I didn't know how well, but when we walked in, Mike's, hey, Mike, how are you? So it was good to see. But it was an interesting development. The Trump thing is, I think at the end, I don't know if he ends up running. I think if there's enough people in there and he thinks he's going to lose, he will not be defeated. He doesn't want to take a chance. And I don't think he's got 100% of the body. I mean, there was an individual from New Jersey, no names in there, who got to the floor and drubbed Trump during one of the sessions. And he got laid away. He got put in his place by Ronna McDaniel. He was really rude, absolutely rude about Donald Trump.
Wow. Is there any sense of anybody that's ready to announce for president?
I think they're all biding your time. I mean,
what are they waiting on? What are they waiting on?
Well, you see, you got to remember, you got people who just got elected, what, a few months back? Now all of a sudden they're running for president? You know, they're waiting for the sediment to settle to the bottom to figure out, you know, what should I do, what shouldn't I do? Maybe DeSantis doesn't run. Maybe DeSantis figures, you know what, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to stay put, let these other people battle it out. Maybe Kristi Noem becomes the running mate to the president, former president. I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know if the country wants another person who's 80 plus, be 80 years old while they're in the White House. We, you know, there was a conversation from an Air Force general who basically said because of the concentration of the United States on the upcoming presidential election, we can anticipate a war with China in 2025. I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now. And for those people out there, Democrat, Republican, or Independent, if you think that Joe Biden has left this country in a better position, think again, because we're giving up a lot of our equipment, prime equipment. Our fuel reserves are down by a million gallons plus. I mean, we are weakened at the knees because of a president who's incompetent.
And it's not going to get any better. He's not going to get any younger, is he?
You know what? He's not getting any younger. I don't know what's going to happen over this stupid top secret stuff, but you know, the truth be told, if he's the Democratic nominee, I don't think it's going to be hard-pressed to defeat him. The problem is, you know, if Trump keeps throwing bombs at people, like last week for no reason at all, he threw Mitch McConnell's wife under the bus. Just shut up. Become the president. Do the right thing. Don't worry about the petty stuff. Let's go forward. Let's win. Let's bring the country back in action, because I'll tell you, in less than 2 years, Joe Biden has weakened the United States, and China has a much larger military, more equipment. I mean, their nation is supporting their military. We don't want to go to war with Taiwan, over Taiwan. We don't want to go. We don't need a war. And Biden is pushing us in that direction, in my opinion.
Pat Casale joining us. He is not just the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, but he's also the owner of the MultiCare Group. And I know a lot of people have seen these deadlines come and go and see Joe Namath on TV and all these people that we're seeing on TV touting this Medicare deal or that Medicare deal. Can you talk a little bit about what's at stake right now?